Well, it's Friday, and you know we are the voice of all things MSU, Michigan State University, including MSU basketball and Coach Tom Izzo. And the ringmaster for all of it is Mr. Steve Courtney on this Friday morning in the sunshine. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Dub. Hello again, everyone. Yeah, last Saturday afternoon at the beautiful Breslin Center, a little disappointment as the Spartans end their 9-game winning streak to the Northwestern Wildcats. Nobody panic, for crying out loud. Spartans still 14-3, 5-1 in Big Ten play. Something tells me our next guest practiced the fat and sassy out of his club leading up to tonight's challenge in Madison, Wisconsin against number 8, the Wisconsin Badgers. Coach, how are you this morning?
Morning, Coach.
I'm good, guys. How are you guys? It's a little cold here. It's supposed to be 3 or 4 degrees today, but I'm good.
Yeah, we've got 8 degrees. I wondered how much colder it would be in Wisconsin. Now you've told us.
Yeah, it might be colder than that. Thank God there's no wind out when I stepped out for a second earlier, but there's no wind, but it's cold, that's for sure. But
well, listen, after the victory tonight there, Tom, make your way over to Lambeau Field for the preceding Sunday, huh?
That would be kind of cool if I could do that, but I think I'll just stay in the friendly confines of 72-degree arena tonight. How's that?
All right. Well, fair enough. Let's talk about what's shaking tonight, and it is quite the challenge because the Wisconsin Badgers coming off their win Tuesday night at Northwestern. By the way, the Wildcats gave the Badgers everything they wanted. But that being said, this team has won 7 straight under Greg Gard. Wisconsin has always been a very deliberate team. Not really a transitional team, Tom, but they grind it out in that half-court offense. Is that right?
Yeah, it's changed a little bit, but not a lot. They're still, they got a great player in Davis, and then they got a guy in Davidson who I think's been there since Bo Ryan. You know, he seems like he's been there for a long time, but they are that way. And tonight will be 4th of July and Christmas here at 9 o'clock game on Madison, Wisconsin, and the place will be rocking. So I think it's just what the doctor ordered for us. I really do. I mean, I think. You know, we did have a couple of great practices, but there's no secret. We have to not turn the ball over, and it's not the opposition as much as it's been us. And so if we can do a better job of that, I think we can, play well. If we play well, we get a chance to win, no question.
You get a chance to start a new winning streak, Coach, after that 9 in a row.
That's a positive way to look at it, and I agree, but boy, I tell you, there's been some incredible games, including last night's Purdue and Indiana game. You know,
good Lord,
it's been a crazy season already. There's probably been a few more games canceled than we thought and postponed, and when you go around the country, and yet hopefully we're making some progress, and I know our state is improving some, so that's very exciting for hopefully all of us.
Yeah, light at the end of the tunnel for sure.
Yeah.
Talk about the club going into tonight's tilt mentally, coming off that 9-game winning streak, Tom, snapped. You did allude to them being maybe fat and sassy, reading the press clippings and whatnot. Sometimes in defeat, especially when things were going so well, the natural thing is to want to get back on the court and prove that the loss was just a fluke. Obviously, they've had some time to think about what transpired against Northwestern. What's their thoughts going into tonight in Madison?
Well, I think, like you said, there's a couple of things here. Number one, we're not the Lakers or the Golden State Warriors. I mean, we've talked, that's the beauty of this show every week. We talk a couple times a week, and as you know, I wasn't happy after some wins. So I could see some things coming. When you say fat and sassy, because I said it, I just want you to understand, it's a normal happening. You know, it's
sure.
It's not like the guys thought they were better than they were. I really have some pretty humble guys, but I think what happens is when you make mistakes and you win, in most people's minds, it's, why's the coach upset? Or, well, hey, you won. But as a coach, you watch the film and you see, there's this trend that you know, we're not rebounding as hard. We're not seeming to stay focused. And sometimes when you have winning streaks, and most times when you have winning streaks, winning cures all evils. And so as you could tell Saturday, it wasn't that I was mad. It wasn't that I was surprised. And so that's what I mean about fat and sassy reading press clippings. I mean, they all get hammered on the social media. You know, sometimes it's in a positive way, which creates problems. Sometimes it's in a negative way, which too can create problems. Mm. So I'm lucky. I got good guys. We did talk about it. We watched a lot of film. We had a little bit of extra time. And, you know, I think everybody sees the issues, and now we have to correct them.
The Badgers feature a couple of seven-footers, and this is going to be a wonderful opportunity for Marcus Bingham to get going here. It really hasn't been the same time since COVID, but, you know, perhaps that's to be expected. Right now, the 7-foot-1 center averaging 7.1 boards, and you just alluded to the rebound situation. We've seen an unfortunate trend over the last couple of ball games. No better time than the now to get back to Spartan basketball.
Well, I think that's the issue. You know, sometimes when you beat a team once, you let your guard down a little bit. We know that Wisconsin, now the team, they're ranked eighth in the country. They're on a 7 or 8 game winning streak. They have two great players in Davidson and Davis, and then they have some great role players. Kenyon Wall has been really good for them, and they're 2 7-footers. Cruel is one of them, and I mean, they're 7-7-1, and one's 260, one's 220. So, you know, I think our issues are we got to get long rebounds. A lot of teams have been shooting threes, but Marcus hasn't been the same since COVID, and, you know, he brought it up to me, and I told you guys last year, everybody handles it different. You know, we went through Joey Hauser's stuff, and everybody handles it different. Everybody just thinks you can, when you're skinny to start with, the last thing you need to do is get sick and get run down. So he's had a good week. I think we focused in, and hopefully that's going to help. But I think you'll see that with a lot of people, that everybody handles things differently, and we just got to make sure we handle our business tonight and maybe stay a little more focused for all 40 minutes. How's that?
It sounds good. And you know what it occurred to me, and I've never had a chance to say it to Coach Tom Izzo with us here, and Steve Courtney on WJR. We'll have the action for you. The tip-off is at 9 tonight. So what is your game time broadcast? 8 for tonight?
Yes. 8 o'clock,
yeah,
yes.
8 o'clock. But, you know, you remind me, Coach, of Wayne Gretzky. When you come off of a game that you won and you talk about not being totally happy, it's because you, like Wayne Gretzky, in Wayne Gretzky's case, he always said he looked to where the puck was going, not where it was. And you look at these, you look at these, your team, and yeah, you won. So everyone's looking at that and go, yeah, you won. What are you upset about? But you are looking at where the team is going in your thoughts and opinion based on what you see, either during the game or in the films. It finally made sense to me.
Well, that's that's a very true statement, and I'm glad. I know you'll be up tonight. Now, Steve, he's got to take that nap and everything, but you know,
I'll be there, baby.
That is said very, very well, and I think that there's a lot of people. I'm sure you do a show sometimes and get done and say, God, I just wasn't that good, and Ann and everybody there saying, oh, you were great, and but you know how you are, and
right. Absolutely,
and that's
right
for us. And so, you know what? We're all striving for perfection. We know we're never going to reach it, but the Spartans have to do a better job than they've done the last couple of
weeks. I'm looking forward to you starting a new streak tonight, sir.
All right, my guys. You guys take care.
All the best. Thanks, Tom.
Bye-bye.
See you, Coach. Coach Tom Izzo. Steve Courtney, the ringmaster, with all the action broadcast tonight at 8. Tip off at 9. You feeling good about this game, Stevie?
Yeah, I am. I think maybe the Spartans went through a little reset following the loss to Northwestern. But that being said, they got to take care of the basketball. They're averaging 14.5 turnovers per game. And the odd thing is, it's not in transition. It's stepping on the line. It's errant passes. They've got to take care of the ball tonight because Wisconsin, Paul, the best in the Big Ten. They're averaging just 8.2 turnovers per game, so they're not going to give it away. So let's play some ball.
They're playing really, really well. Should be a great game. All right here on WJR starting at 8 tonight. Thank you, Stevie. Have a great weekend.
You do the same, Dub. All the best to you and Kim, eh?
All right. 8:45 at WJR.